God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for that awesome praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but that got me in a frenzy over there.
Hallelujah.
Got me feeling good. So I thank God for this opportunity
Hallelujah.
Again
Hallelujah.
As we continue in this series, Godfidence. If you got your Bibles, your tablets, whatever you're working with today, let's look at the Gospel of John. John chapter 9, verse 9.
Yes.
Amen. John chapter 9, verse 9.
Yes.
And it reads as follows. Others were saying, "This is he."
Mm-hmm.
Still others were saying, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the one."
Mm.
If you're at home, look at somebody. You ain't got to touch him, but just shout, "I am the one.
I am the one." Yes, yes.
We
yes.
live in a society and a culture that if we are not confident and secure in who God is in our lives and who he has called us to be,
yes.
then it's easy for us to fall into a lifestyle that is stereotypical.
Ooh, that's good.
Unoriginal and hypocritical.
Wow.
We got to be
good.
Careful.
That's
when we're
good.
Not confident in who God called us to be.
That's good.
I told you at the beginning of the series, it's important to know that God says, "I am who I am."
Mm-hmm.
See, because I know who the I am is, I'm confident in him, and I know who I am as well.
That's good. That's
so I don't got to chase people, things, or money. I'm confident and secure in who God made me, and who God made me is more than enough.
Yes, that's good.
Amen. So today, in John chapter 9, I got to let you know what's going on. Jesus is leaving the temple. He just got done schooling the people about Abraham. They came saying, "Look here, bro. I don't know who you think you are, but we rocking with Abraham." And Jesus says, y'all tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
he was born, I am. Jesus solidifying himself as God. I love
yes,
this in the Gospel of John.
Yes,
they
yes.
got mad and upset with Jesus and wanted to stone him.
Mm.
So Jesus leaves the temple. He goes ahead and leaves. And we pick up here in John chapter 9 and verse 1 and 2 says this. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. And his disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, mm-hmm. that he would be born blind?"
Wow.
So the first thing we see is his issue.
Wow. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. He's blind since birth.
That's good.
This was very important for Jesus saying that because in other gospels, when Jesus healed people,
mm-hmm.
He would say things like this. Your sins have been forgiven.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was blind from birth. So
yeah.
this is letting us know that sin is not a factor.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that's Jesus said before, "Get up and sin no more.
Yeah.
Pick up your mat and walk, and you've
yeah.
been forgiven." But this
yes.
time, they asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, him
uh-huh.
or his parents?" Something had to be bad because he's blind since birth.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look,
yeah.
look at Jesus' answer. Let the text talk. Jesus' answer said this. "It was neither this man's sin nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Woo,
that's
woo.
Good. Wow.
See, in those days, if you had an ailment like that, being blind or deaf,
mm-hmm.
it was automatically thought you were a great sinner.
Yeah.
You must be a chief of sinners, or if not you, your parents did some evil, evil stuff, and you
right.
are a product of that, and
yeah.
that's why you were cursed with being blind or being deaf. But Jesus said, nah, he didn't sin. Nor his parents. He debunks that whole thing right there.
Yeah.
He said, this reason this man is born blind, so the works of God might be displayed.
Wow, that's good.
See, we live in a fallen world. And sometimes things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Shortcomings. Sometimes things can be explained. Sometimes
yeah.
God allows some things that happen, or sometimes because sin in the world happens, but it happens so God can get the greater glory.
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Okay,
that's
okay. I'm going to help you out.
Help us out.
It's a Netflix documentary about a young man named Zion Clark.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Rise Above.
Yeah.
Zion was a young man born without legs.
Mm-hmm.
He had something called causal regression syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. So he was born without legs. This brother was given up for adoption since birth.
Wow.
Lived in multiple foster homes, never really felt love, struggle as anyone would because why? He has no legs. He has to walk on his arms. But I love Zion because he's an overcomer.
Yeah.
Zion fell in love with wrestling. He found a man that had the same disease as him.
Yeah.
He was a motivational speaker and he fell in love with wrestling. So his senior year, he wrestled. He fell short of the state championship, but he still had a 33-15 record.
Mm.
But didn't I tell y'all it was for the glory of God? because Zion also, as a foster child, a young lady named Kimberly Hawkins adopted him.
Wow.
She took her 2 years. She didn't give up on the process. She said, "I got to adopt this young man because something special about him and I love him." She went through it 2 years, but I said for the glory of God, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
He's also saved and the lead drummer in his
yeah,
church.
Yeah.
Wow. No legs, but he's driving for God.
Yes.
Using his gifts for God.
Jesus.
Don't you know that God wants to use you for your glory, to
yes.
give God the glory?
Yes.
I know you feel like you've been through too much.
Woo.
I know you feel like you're
Jesus
overburdened.
Preach.
I know you feel like you're stressed, but God has allowed certain things
yes.
to happen. If you would just give it to him,
Jesus.
Turn that pain into praise, he can get the greater glory.
Yes.
Somebody
get
shout greater glory.
Greater glory. Yes.
Okay, look at the text. 9 and 6, it says this. Then he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva.
Ooh.
And he spread the mud over the blind man's eyes.
Wow.
He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam.
Mm.
Siloam means scent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing.
Wow.
Ooh. That's
wow.
powerful right there. That's
wow.
powerful right there.
Wow.
So why did Jesus spit? You ever wondered that? Like, why would he spit? He's Jesus. He told other people, hey, you get up on the mat and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Why he say, open up your eyes and see?
Right.
That's what I would have did.
Right.
But Jesus didn't do that this
right.
time. Tristing me out. Why didn't Jesus lay hands on him and open his eyes?
That's good.
Why didn't he? Me reading the text and starting to hit me, I'm asking questions. And one reason I believe he didn't do none of that is because Jesus is telling people, I am that I am as
That's
well.
It.
And I'm going to show you me and my Father are one.
That's it. That's
what
good.
Did God do? God created man from dirt.
Mm.
He created man from dirt, from the mud, from the clay. That's how
yeah.
Jesus, that's how God created Adam and Eve. We were created. We're from dust.
Yeah.
So Jesus in verse 5 told them, I am the light of the world, still speaking on the I am. So Jesus is displaying the same way the Father created man, I can use them same attributes and I can create a blind man to see.
That's Woo! Good. That's good. That's
People
good.
Were
that's
born good. Blind, were never healed. Jesus said, look here, I know you're born blind, but what I'm about to do for you, I'm about to create sight.
Yeah, wow.
Don't
wow.
you know God about to create something in our lives that
Jesus.
You give it to God and understand, I know you're going through a storm right
Woo,
now, but if you
us.
Give it to him, God wants to create something.
Jesus.
Only God can use dirt to deliver.
Yes, that's
what
good.
A mighty God we serve that he can use dirt,
God.
Things that mean dust, that look like they're nothing. He used them to deliver.
That's
he
good.
Used them to create. Our God is awesome.
Wow. That's
so the next
good.
Thing we see in the text is his instructions.
Mm-hmm.
He told the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means scent.
Mm.
This is a PG, Pastor Thomas moment right here. Obedience is tied to overcoming our obstacles.
Mm.
Ooh, I hope somebody caught that.
Say
Obedience
that, yeah.
is tied to overcoming your obstacles.
That's
I'm trying
good.
To tell you.
That's
I'm trying
good.
To tell you. Look at this.
That's
look at
good.
This. He's put spit and mud on his eyes and told him, go to a pool and go wash.
Yeah.
I know you can't see already. I want you to put another layer of darkness over your eyes.
Mm.
I know you can't see, but I need it a little bit darker.
Wow.
Go to where I told you to go and wash your face,
wow.
and then you'll be able to see.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
I know people look at you funny, but I said go to the place I sent you.
That's it. Obedience.
When you stop caring about what people say and do what God says do,
Woo!
Then you might get your breakthrough.
Yeah.
When you stop caring about looking funny and start doing what God says do,
Preach.
Then the breakthrough come in. I know you look crazy probably praying at noon every
Preach.
Day. I know you look silly with an alarm set at 11:59, but God said go,
yes.
so go pray.
I
know you look crazy showing love to them when they steadily sending you hate.
Woo.
I know you look crazy, but God said love them, go,
no
do what you've been sent.
Yes.
I know you look crazy reading your Bible and posting scripture. I know you look crazy at work. That they got a little church dude, little church lady always in their Bible. Yes, I know I might look crazy, but he said go and sin.
Yeah.
The man went back blind and came back seeing. Don't you know if you listen to God, he will change your life.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm looking at this and I don't know
wow.
about you, but I don't want to deal with nobody spit.
That's it. Ugh.
That's nasty. I don't want to deal with nobody spit. Jesus spit,
wow.
made mud and put it on his eyes.
Wow.
So that's telling me I'd rather have the Savior spit than Lucifer's luxuries.
Ooh,
Ooh.
That was deep. Wow.
I'd rather have the Savior's saliva than Satan's splendor.
Ooh, God.
I'd rather have God's mud than the devil's money. I don't know who
oh,
I'm trying to help
God.
Today, but what I've learned about life is that this, I'd rather have the worst of what God got to offer than what the enemy's trying to trick me with. Because it might look like a blessing, but it's a trick. It might look good right now, but it's going to be sour in the end. It's going to be a Sour Patch Kid.
Jesus.
Ain't
going to
be no good for me. But I know even though if God got me low right now, if God sent it, the blessing going to come
yes.
with it. I'd rather have his spit
preach,
than anything
preach.
The enemy got to offer.
Yes, that's good.
Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this. John 9 and
That's
8.
Good.
His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?
Mm.
I got to pause for the cause right there.
Yeah.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
Isn't this the man that used to beg? Just because you knew me in my prior Jesus moment don't mean you know me in my post-Jesus moment.
That's good.
Just because you knew me before BC, before Christ, don't mean you know me after Christ.
That's good.
Because Jesus is so powerful. What he does is he changes our hearts, gives us new hearts. He changes our minds, gives us a new mind, makes us new creations. He gives us a new look on life. He gives us a new speech, a new vocab, a new appearance. We talk different, act different. Why? We ain't putting on no front. It ain't about being churchy. Yeah. It's because he got into my heart and changed my life. They trying to figure out who bro is.
Jesus.
Isn't it the man that used to sit in bed? Isn't it the man? Look at verse 9.
Wow.
Some said he was, and others said, nah, he just looked like him. But the beggar kept saying, yes, I am the one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's my question for you today. Are you the one? Yes, I am the one. Wow. Jesus can change your life. The girl that used to sleep around with everybody and no one thought and everybody talked about it. Now she married with kids, living a good life.
That's good.
Say, I am the one.
That's good.
The brother that was hooked on drugs and hooked on alcohol was an absentee father.
Preach.
Now he's a good father.
Preach.
Taking care of his family. Yes, I am the one that used to be like that. The brother and the sister that couldn't keep a job, stayed in some drama. I don't know what you're going through, but filling the blank. When you get to it and God deliver you, somebody shout, I am the one.
My God, you preaching.
Then they asked him, what happened? Bro, straight up, what happened? You got to let us know. And I love this because we see right here, evangelism. The man says, look here, a dude named Jesus came, told me put mud on my eyes, told me go to the pool, and go wash. I did, and I came back seeing.
Wow.
See, we think we gotta have a degree in theology to evangelize.
I'm
not a pastor. I can't do all that. No. This bro really didn't even know who Jesus was at this point in time. All he knows is that I was blind.
Enough.
Y'all missed it.
Yeah.
He touched me, and now I can see. I dare you to tell somebody, I don't know every verse of the Bible.
Yes.
I don't know all that.
Preach.
But what I do know is that he did touch me, and I was blind, and I came back, and now I can see. I didn't like my wife, now I love my wife.
Yes.
I wasn't around my kids, now I'm raising my kids. I see nothing wrong with fornication. Now it is something wrong with it, praise God. Yeah, pastor. I said it at a pastor's table and told them, and my wife can laugh, ain't nothing wrong with fornicating, praise God. I thought nothing wrong with it, but when Jesus hit my heart, something changed because I was blind, now I can see.
That's good.
Look at this. Verse 13, if you're following me, he says this. They took the man, the blind man, to the Pharisees. They had enough of it. They said, look here, we got to take this man to the church. They were upset because he was healed on the Sabbath.
Wow.
So they asked him to explain it again. That's a trip, y'all. They asked him, testimony, sir. We need your testimony again, sir. We need to hear it again. So they begin to say, Jesus can't be from God because he's working on the Sabbath.
Wow.
But then on the flip side, no ordinary sinner can do these miracles.
Wow.
This is why you got to know Jesus for yourself.
That's it. That's good.
They brought him to the church to antagonize him and tell him what God did and what God didn't do.
Wow.
They try to disrupt his testimony. But this is why you got to know God for yourself. See, you don't know my story, so you might not know my glory.
Yeah.
You got to understand, you got to know God for yourself. People will mess you up, especially if you don't know the Bible and don't understand your faith, but you know what you experienced was real. People will mess you up. They were trying to deny his deliverance.
That's good.
Woo.
That's good.
Beware of those kind of people because they will strip your confidence in God.
Ah.
They will strip it because they got God in their box and how they view what God should be. And when God has done something totally different in your life and God has moved and you know it's real because you changed, they will try to hold you up and say, hold up. You can't be saved because you don't dress like that. You can't be saved because you don't talk like us. You can't be saved. I'm sorry. Nah. I want thugs in my church. I want gangsters. I want ex-strippers. I want ex-everybody. Ex-judge. I need everybody because we all need Jesus.
That's it.
Be careful because people will try to put you in their religious boxes. So they didn't believe him. They said, look here, we don't believe you, bro. You're lying about this Jesus. You couldn't have been blind from birth. Let's bring in the parents. We're going to go to a reliable source. We got to go to the parents. Look at John 9:19-21. Then they asked him, is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he see?
Wow.
His parents replied, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. Ask him. He old enough to speak for himself. Praise God. Amen. They went to a reliable source. They said, we're about to get to the bottom of this. This can't be the beggar. I know he looked like him, but nah, he got a twin or something. Well, let's get the parents in and see what's going on. And the parents said, look, this is our son.
Yep.
He was born blind, and we don't know who healed him or how he could see. So they were scared because they were being threatened about Jesus. They didn't want to get kicked out of the church.
Yes.
What happens when you want to love Jesus but get kicked out of the church? Ooh, that's probably a whole other sermon, a whole other story. When you're trying to serve God and you still get kicked out. So they worried about getting kicked out. of the church. So they said, look here, we got to go to the parents because the parents are going to know the truth. Right. And they say he old enough to answer for himself. Mm. If you don't mind, can I just testify for a second?
Yeah.
I hope as a pastor, if I get naked, you can get
go
naked.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Because they went to his parents. And if I'm just honest, I remember the time of my life that if I didn't come home, my mom was calling jails and hospitals. She didn't know where a baby was at.
That's good.
If I'm honest, there was a time in my life, watch this, that my mom knew I was hooked on marijuana. Knew I loved it. Couldn't stop smoking. Yeah. My dad, who was my best friend, God bless his soul. Thank God that I was able to witness to him. And he's gone to heaven. He got right. saved. But he was my best friend, which meant he knew about every sin I ever did. Right. Praise God. Amen.
Right.
So he knew the good and bad and ugly about his son. Amen.
Right.
But he knew that his son got saved in 06.
Yeah.
He knew his son got married in 06. Became a deacon. And then became a minister in 07. And God began to move in my life and begin to preaching. And I can't help to think that some people ask, is that your son?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your son who was once blind but now he sees?
That's good. That's good.
Is this your son who was once out here in the world and is now running for Jesus?
That's good.
They went to a reliable source.
That's
and
good.
I don't know if it might not be your parents, but what I do know is somebody, a cousin, an auntie, a best
yeah.
friend, somebody should know that you were blind but now you can
yes.
see. Somebody yes. should be able to vouch for you in your life
Hallelujah.
Say, yep, they were crazy,
yes.
crazy, loco, alcoholic. Addict, whatever they was, former, whatever they was, somebody should be able to testify they was that, but they ain't that no more. Don't you understand that when you come in contact with Jesus, he changes lives?
Yes. Wow. That's good. That's good.
They didn't know what was going on.
That's good.
So now, watch this. We seen Jesus give information, and then he get instructions, which led to the man's insight.
That's good. Wow.
So the parents are scared of getting kicked out the temple, y'all. They don't want none of these parts.
Yeah.
They happy that baby can see, but they don't want none of those parts.
Right.
So they tripping. Look at this, John 9:24. So for the second time, they called in the man who had been blind.
Mm-hmm.
I miss y'all shout.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
For the second time, they called in the man who had been blind.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yes.
And told him, God should get the glory for this. Because we know this man, Jesus, is a sinner.
Wow, that's
a trip.
Wow.
It's the church folk, y'all.
Wow.
They said, God, I need to get the glory for this because we know. I don't know how they knew.
Yeah.
I don't know how they knew the Son of God who never sinned was a sinner. But they knew Jesus was a sinner.
Yeah.
It's funny that people are saying the same thing about Jesus back then that they're saying now.
Mm.
People won't necessarily call him a sinner. Some probably will. And they just don't want to worship him. That's cool. But they don't want Jesus to get the glory either. See, Jesus and the Father are one. He told Phil, look, when you see what I'm doing, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah.
What I'm doing on earth is a mirror of what the Father's doing in heaven.
Yeah.
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah, that's good.
Dr. Tony Evans says it like this. I love this. That Jesus is the selfie of God.
That's good.
That's beautiful right there. That if you want to see the Father, then look at the Bible. Jesus is the selfie of God.
Yes, that's good.
This man is upset. Watch this. He don't like it. They won't listen. They're like, look here. What's wrong with y'all? I done told y'all once. Now I got to tell y'all again. I'm getting sick of this. I told y'all what happened. This time, the text says they cursed the blind man, kicked him out the church, and proclaimed, we are Moses' disciples, not Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we know Moses is from God, but this Jesus cat, we don't know where he's from.
Right.
I'm cool off him, but we know Moses came from God.
Right.
Here goes the man's insight. Look at John 9:30. Why, that's very strange, the man replied. He healed my eyes, and yet you don't know where he comes from. I love this.
Wow.
I love this. I love thinkers. The man is a thinker. He won't be bullied by church politics. He won't be bullied by people that's trying to get him off track. No way,
that's
shape,
good.
Or form. He said, look here. You don't know where he comes from. I'm going to give you the rundown of what I do know about this Jesus. I don't know his name right now, but I'm going to give you the rundown about this man that I do know.
Yeah.
God don't listen to sinners.
Wow.
Yeah. The Bible says, if I hold iniquity in my heart, he won't hear me.
Wow.
So we know God don't listen to sinners. Wouldn't y'all agree, Pharisees? But this man, God does listen to those who worship him and who do his will.
That's good.
Ever since the world began, he said, anybody that was born blind stayed blind.
Wow.
Nobody that was born blind could then see.
Wow.
This man came, told me to wash my eyes with mud out, go to the place I was sent, came back, I was blind, and now now I can see.
Wow.
So now they get so upset at bro, watch this. They kick him out the synagogue too. They kick him out the church. And then Jesus went to go find him. Hold up. They kicked him out the church. And then Jesus went to go find him.
Wow.
And we in a season where we can't even been kicked out the church. We're not in the building, but Jesus came outside the building. I hope somebody's catching this. That Jesus came outside the building and still found my brother. Yes. I'm trying to help my people that want to go to church. I love going to church. I've been going for the last 13, 14 years. But what I do know is that this pandemic, we got to become not just churchgoers, but disciple makers. Yes. We cannot just become building belongers. We got to be disciples. We got to follow Christ, follow his word. We got to trust him with our heart, mind, and soul. We got to trust him beyond the building, because the body is the church. Yes. We are the body of believers. We are the church. And I think we lose sight of that. This brother who was blind, who has experienced a miracle, the church folk kicked him out. And what happens? Jesus comes right on in.
Wow, that's good.
And he asked him, do you know who the Son of Man is? Mm. And he says, I want to know, but who is he? I really do. I want to know who the Son of Man is, but who is he? He said, well, you've seen him and you're speaking to him right now. Then the man knew that was Jesus that healed him. Mm. After he got that revelation that, wow, you're the one that healed me.
Yeah.
So my question is, are we so blind that we don't have any insight?
Ooh, help us, God.
Because we miss our issues, and we miss God's instructions. Now we don't have any insight. His confidence in Jesus led him to worship.
Wow,
once he found out who the Son of Man, he was already on board. Then when he found out for real who the Son of Man was, he extremely went to go worship Jesus.
Yeah,
check this out. Read the whole story. I know you can see with your eyes, people, because you're watching me on live.
Yes.
But are your heart blind?
Ooh, my God.
Is your heart blind?
Wow.
See, my insight does this. It lets me know that I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
My insight lets me know that I've done things against God's will.
Yeah.
My insight lets me know that I've done things that God didn't want me to do, and I had a smirk on my face. I've done things that God didn't want me to do, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did things God didn't want me to do, and I was proud of it.
Wow.
Hoping somebody getting this.
Wow.
Insight.
Yeah.
Then I heard about the Son of Man.
Who
was beaten for my transgressions.
Yes.
Who was whooped for my iniquities.
Come on.
Who had a crown of thorns placed on his head.
Come on.
Nailed to a cross.
Yes.
Who was pierced in his side.
Yes.
Put in a borrowed tomb.
God.
And then three days later, he rose up again.
Yes.
And in that, because of what I've heard and what I've seen, and because of my insight, I was blind by the God of this world. I was blind by my own sins, but now I can see.
That's good.
I was blind in bondage, held in captive to sin, but now I'm free. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm hoping I'm helping somebody today. That song they sung before I got up should have sent you in a frenzy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear and whom shall I be afraid? Because I got confidence in him. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. And that's all I want to know today is your hope set on him. Are you confident? Are you confident in his word? Do you know he can, will, and shall deliver? Do you know it's better to obey him and leave all the consequences up to him? Don't you know that obedience will get you the blessing? Don't you know that following him, trusting the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
He will.
Thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And what I want to know today is, have you made a decision for Christ? Because confidence ain't easy to have. Yeah. You got to get outside yourself to have confidence. Because you're human, you got flesh.
Yeah.
You're going to get into a funk. But what I do know is that he overcame it all on that cross. What I know is that the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ will change your life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Yeah.
Old things have passed away, and behold, all things will become new. The God I serve, the God we serve,
thank you, God,
is ready to bring you back into his family.
Thank you, Lord.
He's ready to pull you into his kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's ready to help you get you to where you need to be in life. All he needs is a surrender.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All he needs you to say is, Father, I give up. God, I need you to be my shield and my buckler. I need you to be my defense. I need you to be my armor. I need you to be everything for me, Father God, because doing this by myself, I'm getting weary. Doing this by myself, I'm getting weak. Putting all my trust in other humans has got me downright and hurt. But God, I put my trust in you. God is trying to build up our faith in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of church online, in the midst of not being able to fellowship. That don't stop us as a body of believers. Why? Because we have the word of God. We are strengthened by his word and who he is. So you are not saved and have not given your life to Christ. Let today be the day. Or maybe you are saved and you've been slacking. If you need to recommit to Christ, recommit today. Say, God, I need you in my life, God, like never before. That I'm weak without you. I need you to be my peace, my strength, my love, my shelter, my provider, Jehovah Jireh. I am that I am. I need every part of you, God. I need your peace, especially right now in the midst of chaos. Every week, reports about Corona and numbers going up and down. You got still dealing with racism issues. Still got a presidential election coming. There's so many things going on. And still, we got to know that God is God. I'm confident in him and who he is, his character, his nature. Why? Because he said he would never leave me or forsake me. Because he said I will be with you to the ends of the earth. Because he said it. And I stand on his word. Are you willing to do anything for his glory? Are you willing to cut ties for his glory? What are we willing to do for his glory? Ask yourself that today. What am I willing to do for the glory of God? Because I need his glory in my life. I need it. I gotta have it. I gotta have his glory. What are you willing to do? I need to see his face. I need him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if you need Christ, it's a number to say, text to join.
My God.
Hit that number right there. Need a prayer request. Whatever the case may be. We're here to help you get closer to Christ. Because that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to know the King and the fullness of his glory. To know him. To know we are living for his glory. Anything for your glory, Lord. Just to see you. Just to see you, oh God. Want to be where he is. We got so many things fighting for our heart and our attention and our affections. But do you want to be where he is?
Help us,
oh God. Because we got to, that's a choice. You got to make a choice to be where he is. He wants you where he is, but God is love. He don't force nobody to be where he is. I said it before that if people got to force you to be saved and scare you to be saved, that's abuse. That's an abusive relationship. And God ain't into no abuse. God's into love. Praise God. God wants to love you, wants you to love him because he first loved you. He wants you to love him because he first loved you. Because he sent his son to take away our sins. Because he seen our unrighteousness and I'm going to put all that on my son and then put my son's righteousness on you. Who is man that you are mindful of him, oh God? Who is man that you are mindful of him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Gotta be where you are, oh God. I wanna be where you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There you are.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Gotta be where you are. Where you are, Father. We want to be where you are, Jesus. We want to be where you are. No other place I want to be. No other place I want to be.
Ooh.
Gotta be. Are you the silence? You gotta be where he is. Gotta be, and I want to be. Thank you, Lord, for your glory.
Yes,
Lord. If I can get ready to go, I want to pray for 1 second, though. I feel led. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Dear Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, asking for strength and mercy in the time of need. I thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, oh God. The word declares, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Jesus. I'm praying, Father God, right now, virtually, oh God, through the tablet, phone, iPad, wherever it may be, Father God, that you are reaching, oh God, someone right now, Father God, that someone's heart may be shattered into pieces, oh God. Someone's confidence in you is low, Father God. Maybe some people, I don't know if it's church hurt or just life hurt or just sin, oh God, whatever has caused, oh God, this hurt and this disconnect, Father God. But I cancel the enemy assignment right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that whatever hurt and pain they're experiencing, oh God, that some things are happening, oh God, so you can get the glory, Father God, as you are waiting to pick them up out of that situation. You are waiting to heal them. You are waiting to snatch them up, Father God, and give them a testimony like the brother in John chapter 9, Father God. So I pray, oh God, they will move in faith, oh God. They will step out on faith, oh God, and believe you, oh God, that you're ready to heal, set free, and deliver, and move in their lives only as you can right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I'm praying for our children, oh God, and they're trying to figure out about school and what we're going to do and sending them back to school, oh God. Cover us as parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover our babies. I'm speaking against coronavirus, any disease, any hurt, any way, oh God. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, oh God, for parents that have to deal with e-learning, oh God. Help us, oh God, anyone that has to, oh God, to remain strong and confident and help their kids, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless the parents. Give them a peace right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, oh God, that we will cover our babies with your blood and we will pray for them every morning and every night, Father God. I pray, Father God, for those who may be struggling, oh God, through unemployment right now, Father God, that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus with a job or whatever the case it may be, Father God, whatever they stay in the need of, Father God. But most importantly, oh God, I pray for the hearts of your people, oh God, that we turn this pain into praise, that we don't let a pandemic push us out of your will, let a pandemic push us out of your love, oh God. So I'm praying, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for every man, woman, boy, and girl, oh God, that you would touch us right now, Father God. And we pray, oh God, that in this new season, oh God, we will have confidence, extreme confidence in who you are, in your character, in your nature, in your ability to do what your word says. I speak it over our lives and I declare and decree it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for worshiping with us. See you soon.